Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chof Hey, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom. The two dots, Vayisharna Hapore. So the topic of the last two dafin was Oivdei Kechavim. Are they Choshud on Revia, or are they not Choshud on Revia? The Mishnah had said Ein Mamidin Behemois BePundikoy Shalovdei Kechavim, because they're Choshud on Revia. The Gemara asked the Kasha that we find Loikchem Behemois the carbon min ha'irde kechavim, despite the fact that a nirva, a behema ha'nirvas, is possible to bring as a carbon. Now, if irde kechavim achashad on revia, how you let it buy a behema from a guy and use it as a carbon? The Gemara gave three terutzim, and in the course of its discussion of the three terutzim, the Gemara digressed into what is a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in Mesechtes Paro, whether you can buy the Paro Aduma from a guy. You can't buy a Paro Aduma from the guy. Don't we all know the story of Dama Ben Asina? That was the Chachamim's taina to Rabbi Eliezer and a braisa. Rabbi Eliezer answered. Either way, the Gemara in the end of Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis brought many psukim and nach that would seem to suggest that you can buy a behema for a guy to bring as a carbon. One of the psukim was a story that takes place in Sefer Shmuel where the Plishtim had captured the Arim and they wanted to return the Arim back to the Yidden. From the time that they had captured the Arim, very strange things were happening, and they felt that the reason these things are happening presumably is because they have the Aron Hashem, so they decided they're going to send it back to Klal Yisrael. But nobody was going to take it back. Rather, they put it on two paros, on two cows, and they sent it. They said, food, let it go. The Yidden got the Aron. They took the paros and they brought it as a carbon. And the Gemara held that that's a raya that you're allowed to take behemoths of Ovdei Kechavim and serve it up as a carbon. Because if you can't, because Ovdei Kechavim are chashud on revia, then how would the Yidden allowed to trust that these paros weren't nirva? That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answered, either way, we mentioned the paros from that story of the Plishtin, so the Gemara is going to digress, and then it's going to digress from its digression, and digress from its digression again, and we're going to have a whole amid of Agadat to Gemara, really not very related to Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. Either way, Zok to Gemara, the Pasuk says, regarding those paras that are bringing the Arayim back to Klal Yisrael, Vayisharna ha-pores baderech, al derech be-shemesh. Now, Pasuk, Pshat in the Pasuk, Vayisharna is Miloshon Yashar, Yashar, Yashar. They put the Arayim on top of the paras, and they said, go straight. But my Vayisharna, however, Chazal Darshan, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rameir, so Rabbi Yechon said he heard from Rameir, Sha'omru Shira, Vayisharna is Miloshon Shira. So these paras, as they're traveling with the Aron Elohim, they started to sing. They started to say Shira. V'Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omar Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said that he heard in the name of Rav, She'yishru Pineim Kineged Aron V'omru Shira. That Vayisharna actually means two things. It means they sang Shira, like Rameir said, but it also means that they were looking at the Aron as they said Shira. Either way, Ma Shira, what was the Shira that they said? Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rameir. So Rabbi Yechon said, I heard that from Rameir as well. He heard both things. He heard that they said Shira for Rameir, and Rameir even revealed what the Shira was. It was none other than Oz Yosher Moshe Uvenei Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon, did they? Rabbi Yechon said, but I think it was something else. I think they said, V'amartem b'yoy mahu, hoidu l'ashem, kiru v'shmoy. And the reason Rabbi Yechon felt that that was the Shira, because the pasuk continues and says, hoidiyu v'amim ali loisav. So you see that, ba'amim ali loisav, there were miracles that happened with the Aron when it was in the hands of the Plishtim. That's why this seemed to have been an appropriate shir. They sang a mizmor, a kapitel in Tehillim, that's a yosin. What does that mean? So Rashi says, it was a kapitel Tehillim whose author isn't mentioned beforeish in the pasuk. What pasuk is that? It's Tehillim Perek Tzadik Ches, mizmor shiru l'Hashem shir chodesh kineflo yisasa, hoishiyo lo yaminoi, uzroya kocha. You're going to say it tonight by Kabbalah Shabbos. That was the mizmor that they said. And why was it this mizmor? Because you see this idea of a shield, again, this concept of not only Klal Yisrael singing Shira, but Hashem showing His might amongst the nations. Rabbi Lazar says it was Tehillim Perek Tzadik Tes, and not Tzadik Ches, Tzadik Tes. Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Amim. The Amim were afraid. That's what happened to the Plishtim. Shumar Nachmeni Yomar Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. Why that capital? Because the pasuk says Yevoishu Kolayv De Pesel Hamesalim Baalilim Hishtachav Uloi Kol Elohim. It says Ma'od Naleisa Kol Elohim. So there's psukim in that parak again that talk about the nations of the world being afraid and realizing the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the paris, that's the context. The context is that Hashem is performing a miracle in the eyes of the plishtim, so it makes sense that the shir, that the paris are going to sing, is related to Hashem performing miracles for the plishtim. Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Roini, Roini Ashita. The pasuk that they said is the following pasuk. They said, Roini, Roini Hashita. The Shita is referring to the Aron. Rashi says that was made of Atzei Shitin. So, Roini, Roini Hashita. Sing, rejoice, Aron. Hisnoifafi b'roiv hadarech. Lift yourself up because you're very beautiful. Hamechushekes b'rik meizav. It was coated with gold. Hamehulala b'dvir armoin u'mefayara ba'adi adayin. And the real beauty of the Aron is not the gold. It's not the Atzei Shittim. The real beauty of the Aron is Hamehulala Bedvir Armoin. It had the Torah inside of it. Rashi says, it's not referring to the Luchos. It's actually referring to the Torah. There was a Sefer Torah. We learned this Gemara together in Bava Basra, where the Gemara talks about there was a Sefer Torah in the Aron itself. Machlekes Tanam, exactly how it was positioned. But either way, we have five or six different suggestions what exactly the Shira was. Rav Ashi, Maslo Hadra Yitzchak Gaha. Rav Ashi had Rav Yitzchak, who said that what was the Shira, Roini, Roini, Hashita. His Snoifefi Berev Hadarech, Hamechushekis Prik Mezov, Hamehulala Betvir Armoin, Umefoyarab Adi Adoim. It wasn't in reference to the Shira that the Paris sang, but rather Yitzchak said it regarding something else. We know of the Pasuk. Vahibin Soya Orim Vayemer Moshe, Kuma Hashem Viyafutsu Evecha, Viyanusu Mesanecha Mipanecha. So when the Orim traveled, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kuma Hashem. Yisrael Mayomer. What did the rest of Klal Yisrael say? Right, nice dick. Vayivin Soyar Vayomer Moshe. And what about the rest of Klal Yisrael? Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said they said this pasuk. They said Roini Roini Hashita VeChulei. Amar Rav. Come on, Kori Parsori the Sifra Dvir. The Persians, the Parsam, they would refer to a sefer as a dvir. Where did they get that from? So Rav said, you want to know what the source is? You want to know what the etymology is? Where does it come from? It comes from the Torah. Mehacha, this pasuk, v'shem dvir lefonim kiryas sefer. There's a pasuk in Shoftim that says that dvir used to be called kiryas sefer. So you see, there's a connection between dvir and sefer. Why are we mentioning it? Because we just said roini roini hashita hamehulala b'dvir armoin, and the dvir over there was the sefer Torah. So we're mentioning that dvir means sefer. So b'derech agav, Rav said that the reason the Persians call dvir sefer is based on a pasuk in Shoftim Perakala. On that note, Rav Ashi said, "Kaman kari parsoi le nida dashtana." The Persians used to refer to a nida, a woman that's a nida, as a dashtana mehacha. It also comes from a pasuk in the Torah. Ki derech nashem li. Rachel said she can't get up when Lavan was looking for the trofen. Why not? She said ki derech nashem li. She was a nida at the time. Derech nashem is like dashtana, an acronym. Derech Noshim, regardless, the Derech Agav, that's what the Gemara says. So before we go weiter, let's get right into some of the raid. Two short ha'aris. Number one, so the Gemara said that the parois sang Shira. Vayisharna is Miloshon, Yashar, Yashar, Yashar. But it's also Miloshon Shira. And what exactly was the Shira? So Rabbi Yochanan said he heard from Rab Meir, they sang Oz Yashir, Moshe, Uvenei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan himself said it was Yeshaya Yud Beis. Va'amartim b'yei ma'hu, hoidu la'ashem kiru v'shmoy, hoidiu va'amim, ali lois. Reish Lakish said it was Mizmar Shira la'ashem shir chadosh, ki nefloi yislas. Rabbi Lozov said, Hashem molok yirguzu am. Rabbi Shmuel Bar-Nachmeni said, Hashem molok yeis lakish. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Roini Roini Hashita, v'chulei v'chulei. Reish Lakish, who said Mizmar Shira la'ashem shir chadosh, prefaced that Mizmar, he referred to it as a Mizmaira Yasma. It's a Mizmar, it's a capital of Tehillim, that's a Yasim. That's an orphan. Again, Rashi says, why is it an orphan? Shalai Husker, shame, Oimroi. It's interesting that even though the pasuk itself doesn't mention who the author is, but there's a Rashi in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing who wrote Sifrei Tanakh. David Kosav Sefer Tehillim. Who wrote Tehillim? David HaMelech. But whereas people think that David HaMelech himself sat down and he composed all the Kapitel Tehillim, it's not true. He wrote it on Yidei Asar HaZakenim. There were 10 people that contributed with David HaMelech to the writing of the Tehillim. Who are they? Adam HaRishon, Malki Tzedek, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Haman, Yedusun, Asaf, and the three sons of Korach. They were the 10 people that contributed to the Tehillim. Zok Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioned as one of the 10 people. Which capital did Moshe Rabbeinu write? Zok Rashi, Tefillah LaMoshe. Say it Shabbos by Pesukim de Zimra. Tefillah LaMoshe Yisrael Lekim V'chol Echad Asam Mizmorim Kesidim. So if you start with Tefillah LaMoshe, which is Perek Tzadik, the next 11 Kapitlach Tehillim are all Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzadik Aleph is Yoshe B'Sei Yisrael Yoyin. Tzadik Beis is Mizmer Shili Yoyim HaShabbos Toiv L'Hoydis L'Hashem. Tzadik Gimel is Hashem Moloch Ge'eslovish. All kapitlach ha-kapitlach that we're familiar with, they're all things that we say during the davening, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the author. So Tfilah L'Moshe starts Moshe. It's not just that one perek, it's not just perek Tzadik, but it's the next 11 Mizmorim. They were all said Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. Now this perek Mizmor Shir L'Hashem Shechadash, it's Tzadik Ches. So it's a Mizmor Yasma in the sense that the Pasuk itself, Mineu Bei in Perek Tzadik Ches, doesn't tell me who the author is. But the truth is, if you know the rest of the story, the Pasuk does tell me who the author is. It says Tfilo L'Moshe in Perek Tzadik, and whereas people think that it ends by the two dots in the end of Perek Tzadik, by Yosef and Yisrael, it's not true. Tfilo L'Moshe is really going on the next 11 Prokim. So it's a Mizmor L'Yasma in Perek Tzadik Ches, but it's not a Mizmor L'Yasma. Because in Sefer Tehillim, it's very clear who the author of that Perek is. Incidentally, the Radak on Perek Tzadik Aleph on his Pirush and Tehillim, Yoshe B'Sei Yisrael Yoyin, so he brings this idea that Rashi says, he brings it B'Shem a Medrash Shoicher Toiv, and he says that the 11 Mizmoirim were connected the 11 Shvatim that he gave a bracha to. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave brachas Parshas Vezoyis HaBracha to 11 Shvatim, and the 11 Shvatim that Moshe Rabbeinu gave brachas to connected that each Shevet got a Perek, and he says that he's going to reveal some of the prakim, who exactly they correspond to. I'll just tell you one interesting thing. At the very end, he says, L'chunir anana l'Hashem na'ril l'tzur yishenu. I'm going to say it tonight. That's one of the prokim that I mentioned over here in these 11 mizmoirs. He says, who's the chunu ranana mechuvin to? Which one of the shvatim? It's keneged shevet shal yisachar. Shaya oisik berina shal teira. He was Oisik Barina Shal Torah, thus L'chun Aran and L'Hashem is Yisachar. Yisachar sits and learns, and that's why he has the Geshmak in learning, he has the Vahar of Na'ashem, he has the Mesikus HaTorah, he's the L'chun Aran and L'Hashem. So connected Shevet Yisachar, Moshe Rabbeinu said L'chun Aran and L'Hashem. I was thinking, the Pasuk says, Smach Zvulin B'Tzeisecha, V'Yisachar B'Ayolecha. Zvulin, through his Shutfus with Yisachar, he gets to split. He gets to get a Chelik in everything that Yisachar has. So he pays for it. Doesn't come b'chinam, but because of the fact that he's machzik Torah, he ends up getting a chelik yisachar. And it's mavur in the mefarshim, it's mavur in rishayim. Then not only does he have a chelik in the actual Torah and in the schar lo'ilam haba, but in some of the skulas that yisachar gets because of the Torah that he learns, Zvulun is a shutif in that as well. So it's very geshmak. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. Zvulun's going to get simcha when? When it's Yisachar by Alecha. Because who has Simcha? Who has the Lechun Aran and Al Hashem? That's Yisachar, through the Rina Shal Torah. That's the real Simcha. I mean, everything else is frivolous, let's be honest. But the real Simcha, that's Simcha Satayra. That's the Lechun Aran and Al Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Keneged Yisachar. Because Yisachar is the one that's Vayet Shech Melisvah. They're the ones that have been learning. They're the ones that are able to be Tayyim, the Mesikah Satayrah. But Zvulun gets to participate in that how? When he supports Yisachar. So Zvulun gets Simcha too. How? Smach Zvulun. When it's Yisachar b'Ayalech, he becomes a shutif in the L'chun Aran Al Hashem. Either way, that's the first har. The second har is, you have over here paros, cows, that are singing. They're singing Shira. So it's a Shiloh, what exactly they were singing. But everybody agrees, Vayisharna is Miloshen Shira. The Ritva, and this Gemara asks, a bumbakash. We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says there were 10 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmashes. One of them was the Piha Asai. It was the mouth of the donkey. The infamous Eisel, the infamous donkey that had a conversation. He outsmarted Bilam in Parshas Balak. Now, the fact that an Osin was able to talk was such a big deal that the Mishnah says, Ein chadash tachas Hashemesh, this must have been created during the Sheishes Yimei Bereishis. And it's one of those mysterious things above our pay grade that were created Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmashes. But the point is that animals aren't really supposed to talk. V'haraya, it was such a big deal that the Pi Osin opened its mouth. If that's the case, right, Ritva, how are these paras able to talk? Ritva says, you have to say that when it says that Hashem created the Piyasin, it's Lav Dafka the Piyasin. But there would be times in history that animals, although Alpidera Chateva can't talk, would talk. And that was all a Briya from Sheshis and Mebereshis. So it wasn't Dafka the Piyasin. But the Piyasin is symbolic of a class, of an idea that would repeat itself potentially throughout the Doris. That if ever there'd be a time where an animal would talk, Hagam al Pidera Chatev, it's not possible. It's all because of that Bria of Shech. So it wasn't the Pia Aslin Dafka, but Tein L'chacham V'yech Kamayin. I just thought of one sushtal to this, and that is in Parshas Bereshis, when the Nachash comes to Chava, and coerces Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the pasuk says, "Va'nachash ha'yarim mikol chayos hazod." It was the most clever of all animals. Hashaasa Hashem alekim. Va'yoyim elo isha, and the nachash goes to Chava and he tells her, "Afki amar alekim loyisaychem mikol Eitz Hagan v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei." The Archaim Hakadosh asks, "Va'yoyim elo isha?" The nachash is talking to the isha. Since when is a nachash able to talk to an isha? What's going on over here? Does that make sense? A nachash can't talk, so whatever the nachash was, it was clearly a different type of animal than it is today. Hashem cursed the nachash, and because of that, it became the nachash as we know it now. So it wasn't the way it was, but at the end of the day, it was a behemoth. At the end of the day, it was a nachash. It didn't have a ruach memalala. It didn't have a neshama. It didn't have a keich hadibur. So how exactly is the nachash talking to Chava? So the Rechaim says, what does it mean? Pirish, betziftzuf asher yedabru bayabali chayim. Doesn't mean it was talking. It wasn't having a conversation. It wasn't speaking in Lashon HaKodesh or some other language. It was talking the way animals talk. And the Archaim says that animals communicate. V'har raya, perek shira. Perek shira talks about different shiras that different animals say. So you see clearly that animals are able to communicate. Chava, because of the madrega that she was created with, was able to understand the tziftzuf of the nachash, and says the Rechayim al tetama, because it's a Gemara in Sukkot of Ches Amar Aleph, it's also a Gemara in Bava Basra, Amru Aleph Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai and who was the Katan Shebekulon, he was able to understand the Sichas HaOifos, he knew how to communicate with animals. So you see, there was an idea, there's a certain koyach to be able to communicate with animals, that's all it means. But Eben Ezra is not so happy with that. Eben Ezra doesn't quote the Archaim, he's several hundred years earlier. But Eben Ezra himself, he grapples with this, and he has four different suggestions. It means from Psadi going up Shad, what does it mean? Vayoymer El Ho'isha. I think this Ritva is a little bit of a gila. You see in the Ritva that Hashem created the Piyasai, and in the Bria of the Priya Asain, it wasn't the Piha Asain, it wasn't Dafka that donkey, but rather you had the Paris that would sing Shira, the times of the Plishtim, and perhaps you had Vayomer Hanachash Elo Isha. Either way, just another Maramakim. So a third place where you find in Tanakh this idea that an animal talked. Vayomer Hanachash Elo Isha, Ayim Bevin Ezra, Baruchayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gracious, the Piha Asain that we're all familiar with. And then you have this Gemara right here, Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, that talks about these two Paris, Vayisharna. Not only did they talk, they sang Shira, Oz Yashem Moshe, the same Kapitel Tehillim. I wish they banged out a Kabbalah Shabbos, but regardless, Zok the Gemara weiter. Yidoim Hashemesh, V'yoreach Omod, Ad Yikoim Goy Oivav. So in the previous Gemara, we had a machlokes what exactly the Shira was. So this is what the Gemara does when it digresses. So who were the Amoraim that contributed to this Gemara, that chimed in? So you had Rabbi Loza, you had Rav Shmuel ben Achneni, and you had Rav Yechanan. What the Gemara is going to do from here until the bottom of the Yomid, bring different Divrei Agada with the same Amoraim argued over a point. Zok the Gemara, Yeshua Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayidoim Hashemesh, V'yoreach Amod Ad Yikoim Goy Oivav, Haloi Hiksuva Al Sefer Hayashah. The context over there is the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. They're fighting the kings that had populated the land at the time. It was Erev Shabbos, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The sun was about to set, and Yeshua is fighting a war. And he thought that the sun would set, and the Yidden would have to fight on Shabbos, and it would come with a Chil Shabbos. So Yeshua ben Nun didn't want Chil Shabbos. So Yeshua ben Nun performs an unbelievable miracle. He got the sun to stop and not set. He extended the day. How long? That's going to be the topic of the Gemara right now. But the sun doesn't set. Vayidoy mashemesh. The shemesh stopped, so to speak. V'yoreach amod. And the yoreach stopped in its track as well. Ad ki yikim goy oiva. Until the Yidden did what they had to do. And by the way, says the pasuk, kaloi ksuval sefer hayosher. That this precedence for this idea, for this concept, that Yeshua ben Nun was able to get the sun to stop in its tracks. Where is it? It's in Sefer Ayosh. My Sefer Ayosh. I'm Rabbi Chibar Abam, Rabbi Yechanan. So the first Amorah said, Zeh Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Shenikru Yesharim. It's referring to Sefer Bereshis. And the Sefer in the Torah that tells the story of Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. And they were called Yesharim. Shenemar Tomois Nafshi Mois Yesharim. Thus, Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer Ayosh. Echrim is what you see in Sefer Ayosh that Yeshua ben Nun was able to get the sun to stop. The Pasuk says, V'zaru Yiyah Meloi HaGoyim. That's in the brachos that Yaakov gives to Ephraim and Menashe. Parshas Vayechi. A masayim malay agoyim b'shasha amdolechamo liyahoyishua. Then the Yidden would be malay agoyim. The whole world would notice. Everybody would talk. This was completely shalai kederach hateva, and it's a remez, it's a reference. That's this idea of alohi ksuva al sefer yashar. This is what it's referring to. Vayamid hashemesh b'chatzi hashamayim v'loy otz lavoi. So the pasuk describes in somewhat detail this episode, this event that discusses Vayamid Hashemesh Bachatzi Hashem. So the sun stopped, Bachatzi Hashemayim, V'loy Otz Lavoi, and it didn't set Kiyoim Tomim. It's again giving us details of exactly how this played out. What are the details? What it means is that the sun shone for 24 hours. So usually the sun is out for 12 hours in a perfect world, and the moon would be out for 12. You have 12 hours a day, 12 hours a night. Over here is a full me'es le'es, a full chavdal, it shows 24 hours that the sun was shining. How did it play out? Ozel shes, it traveled for 6 hours, the way it usually does, the kamshes, and then it took a break for 6 hours. Ozel shes, then it went another 6 hours, the kamshes, and it stopped again. The point is, kula milsa, if you add it all up, 6 plus 6 plus 6 plus 6, kiyem tamim, the number you can end up getting is 24. Rabbi Lazar said, shloshim v'shes, no, it shone for 36 hours. Ozel shes, it went for 6 hours, the kamtreser, and it stopped for 12. Ozel shes, it went for another 6 hours, the kamtreser, and it stopped again for 12. Amidasai kiyoim tamim. The point is that it ended up being for 36 hours. No, it was 48 hours. Ozel shes, it traveled for 6 hours. Vekam treser, and it stopped for 12 hours. That's 18. Ozel shes, it went another 6 hours. That's 24. Vekam etzim varba, and it stopped for 24 hours. Shenemar v'leot slavi kiyoim tamim. It didn't set kiyoim tamim. How does he darshan it? It didn't set for how long? So it stood there for 24 hours. That's how long it didn't stand for. But he was also medayik that the sun stopped twice, just in terms of the teva of how the shalai kaderach hateva played out. And michlal the meikara laf kiyoyim tamim. It was the second time that it was loy otzlovay kiyoyim tamim. But the first time it had paused earlier in the day, it didn't pause kiyoyim tamim. At that point, it had only paused for 12 hours. The bottom line is, what you have is six. It traveled 6 hours, then it paused for 12 hours, it traveled for another 6 hours, so it's 6 plus 12 plus 6 is 24, and then it stopped again for 24 hours. If you add it all up, you have 24 hours. The bottom line is, so you have three shittas. Who are the three shittas? It's Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua ben Achmeni. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua ben Achmeni, we mentioned the previous Gemara in terms of arguing regarding the shira that the par is saying. Here you have it with regards to how long the sun stopped in its tracks. But everyone understood that this Shaila, whether it was 24 hours, or 36 hours, or 48 hours, it means how long was the sun out in total. So usually the sun would be out, let's say, for 12 hours. Now it was going to be more. What was the total number that the sun shone for? 24, 36, 48. Some had this machloikis, but they were arguing not how long the sun was out, but what was the tosefes, the additional amount of time. Aside for what it should have been, just based on the season. In addition to that, the sun shone extra. How long was the extra time? Same exact rishi. The Shruba Levi Yama, Esrim Varba. It was an extra 24 hours. Ozel Shis, the way it played itself out, is that the sun traveled for 6 hours, become tracer. It stopped for 12. Ozel Shis, become tracer. Amidasoi. If you add up the two times that it stopped, the Vekam and the Vekam together is 24. Rabbi Lazar says, Shleishim v'sheis. No, it stopped for 36. Ozel shis, it went for 6, Vekam treser. Ozel shis, Vekam etzrim varba. So the first time it paused for 12, the second time it paused for 24, that's 36. Atzlavikiyev tam reshom menachmeniyam arbam v'shmoina. Ozel shis, Vekam etzrim varba. It stopped 24 hours the first time. Ozel shis, Vekam etzrim varba. And it stopped 24 the second time. How does he know that? Makash amidasai lebiyasai. Ma biyasai kiyem tamim. Af amidasai kiyem. Just like when it stopped before it set. The pasuk says, how long did it not set for? The ayayim, which is 24 hours. So too, the first time it paused, it also paused for 24 hours. And again, the shaila is, these numbers, 24, 36, 40, is that how long the sun was out? Or is that how long it stopped? Meaning it was out longer, because it's always out. In addition to that, regardless, this is the machlokes tana. So on this note, we're talking about Yeshua ben Nun, who was able to get the sun not to set. Kishem she'amdo lechama leYeshua, just like this happened to Yeshua ben Nun. Kach amdo lechama leMoshe. This happened to Moshe ulenakdimon ben Gurion. Yeshua, how do you know what happened to Yeshua? Cry. It's a pasuk. Nakdimon ben Gurion, how do you know what happened to Nakdimon ben Gurion? Gemara, that's something that we know b'mesayra. Moshe minalon. How about Moshe? By the way, what's the Messiah? Mesoyer. What's this Mesoyer? What's this Gemara regarding Akiva Ben Gurion? So the Gemara tells the story. It's in Tainus, Daf Yutes on the base. Tainus, Daf Chof on the Alf. The Gemara says that the Yidden were coming to be Oyler Rego. And that year, there was a famine, and there was no water. And it was going to be a problem, because a lot of Yidden were going to come, and they weren't going to have water to drink. They weren't going to be able to sustain themselves. So Nachdim Ben Gurion, who was a big veer, goes to the Roman Caesar, or the Roman player, the governor in Eretz Yisrael at the time, who was very wealthy, and he asked him if he can borrow water. They had water stored, and he gave him Yud Beis Mayonos of Mayim. And the deal was that Nachdim Ben Gurion was going to have to return the water. And if he couldn't return the water, then he was going to have to give a ridiculous amount of money. Either way, the day came when he was going to have to pay up the chayv. And Nachdim Ben Gurion, there was no water. It didn't rain. If there was no rain, there was no way to get water. Which meant that Nachdim Ben Gurion was going to have to give a ridiculous amount of money. So the Gemara says Nachdim Ben Gurion went to Davin, and he Davined, and he Davined. And finally, as the sun sets, it turns night, the heavens opened up and it started raining. The problem was, it was already after Shkia. It was after Shkia, it was too late. The deal was that he had to have it in by a certain time. And he missed that time. And being that he missed that time, this Roman was demanding the money that Nachdim Ben Gurion had promised he would give him if he wasn't able to return the money. Either way, he went back and he davened to Hashem. And Hashem performed another miracle. And the miracle was that the sun came out again. So Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Nachdim Ben Gurion had this unbelievable miracle that Hashem, again, made the same thing happen, so Nachdim Ben Gurion should be able to get this. Regardless, says the Moshe, how do you know Moshe? Asya, ochel, ochel. We learn from Xerish, it says, ochel, teis, pachtecha, v'ksiv, hasem, Yeshua, ochel, gadelcha. The context over there of ochel, teis, pachtecha is when Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting against Sichon Melech HaMoiri. So apparently when Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Yidden fought against Sichon Melech HaMoiri, there was the same miracle that took place as did with Yeshua ben Nun, with the son Sabriyechen and Amasya Teistek. Sivak says of Ochel Teist Pachtecha, Viksiv Yeshua, Biyoim Teist Hashem, Es Hamayri, the green nach. Reb Shua Menachemeni, Omar, Shua Menachemeni says, you don't need Xer Yishav, you don't need it from Ochel, Ochel, and you don't need it from taste, taste, but rather ksiv hacha. It says over here, Rab Shmuel Meguve Dekra. You learn it from the pasuk itself. Shamatlei Asher Yish. The pasuk says, Hayoyim Azeh Ochel Taste Pachtecha V'Yiroscha Apnei Yo'amim Tachas Kol Hashemayim Asher Yish Mun Shemacha V'Rugs V'Chol Mipanecha. The pasuk it talks about the nations of the world being spooked out from the Yidden. When did that happen? Emel say Rugs V'Chol Mipanecha. It was B'Shasha Amdalei Chamal Moshe. That's when that Meisvei Frek Tegma last year Kasha. How could you tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu and Nachdim Ben Gurion, they were both zeicha to the same miracle? The pasuk says that when it happened to Yeshua, it's something that had never happened earlier and was never going to happen again. So it sounds like this was a one-time event. Now you're telling me it happened three times? It happened other times. It just never happened on this magnitude. It was never out for this long. There was no hail. But by Yeshua, there was hail. The chesiv ayiv ben nusam lepnei bnei Yisrael. Heim b'moira deyischer. Hashem hishlach aleim avonim gedoylois ben hashemayim ad alzeik v'ayimusu. Hashem sent these avonim gedoylois. It hailed. That aspect of the miracle, that was something that had happened only one time. Chesiv. Before we go weiter, two horrors. See how much time we have. Number one. So you had shloisha. There were three people that Umdaloi Hachama. You had Yeshua ben Nun, you had Moshe Rabbeinu, and you had Nachdim ben Gurion. So this Gemara is a Gemara right here. It's also a Gemara in Mesechtes Tainus, Daf Chof Amud Aleph. The Lashon HaGemara in Mesechtes Tainus is Shloisha Nokta Lohen Chama. There were three people that the Chama shone for them. Shloisha Nokta Lohen Chama. The Shagas Aryeh in his Gvur Sari, Misachtes Tainus Daf Chof Amud Aleph, makes the Gevaldik Gediyuk. He says that you would have thought, let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun. The miracles that they performed were not personal miracles for themselves. It was for Klal Yisrael. These were miracles that they performed. Yeshua ben Nun entering the land. Moshe Rabbeinu were fighting against Sichon Melech HaMoiri. Right? Sichon Melech HaMoiri was a very powerful king. The Gemara says in Misachtes Nida that Sichon Melech HaMoiri and Oig Melech HaBashan were brothers. The Goyen said that, what was the significance? The significance was that Hine Matoivu Manoyim Sheves Achra, who cares that they were brothers? Because Hine Matoivu Manoyim Sheves Achim Gam Yocha, when brothers band together, they have a tremendous koyach. And that's why they were so successful, because they were brothers, they were Achim, and they had the koyach of Sheves Achim Gam Yocha. And the Goyen says that's why they were only able to be defeated by Klai Yisrael, who were also being led by brothers, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen. So Moshe and Aharon, who were brothers, they had the same koyach of Hinei Ma Toivu Manoim Sheves Achim Gam Yocha. They were able to come together and defeat Sich. So these were big miracles that happened on behalf of Klai Yisrael. But the Lashon HaGemara says the Shagasari is Shloisha Nokta Lohem Chamo. And says the Shagasari, the emphasis is that even though they were acting on behalf of Klai Yisrael, it wasn't Klai Yisrael's schos. It was their personal schos. Moshe Rabbeinu had the koyach. It was his schus atzmi to get the sun to stop and not to set. And the same was true with Yeshua ben Nun as well. Meaning, so good, the chamina was the schus of Klal Yisrael. That's this diuk. Shloisha nokta lemachama ad kan divrei haktoishim shal shagazari. That's what the shagazari said. So I'm just going to tell you something interesting. The Rashi Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha, in an absolute classic nifladiga piece, in his Akdama to Sefer Shmois. So he talks about Nevuas Moshe. So the Akdama to Meshach Chochma and Sefer Shmois, it's several pages long. It's Afoichba v'Afoichba the Kulaba. There's so much there. I mean, it's not easy reading. You have to sit down and really harve a little bit. But he says a tremendous, this phenomenal Yesodus there. But the context, he's discussing Nevuas Moshe. And we all know the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam. Hashem said that Klal Yisrael will always believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. There'll never be a time where Klal Yisrael won't believe in Nevuas Moshe. V'gam b'cho, another Navi, maybe yeah, maybe no. But Nevuas Moshe is V'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam. You know, we always speak out the Tzlach. The Gemara says in Masechtas, Brachis, Daf Dalid, Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that we say in Oz Yosher, Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzu Kanisa. Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, this is the first time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yaver Amzu Kanisa, this is the second time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. We can't Amru Chachamim. From the fact that in the same Pasuk, we mentioned the first time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, and the second time they entered Eretz Yisrael, Makish, Be'er Rishayin Elo B'yashniyah. And therefore, Ruin Hoy Yisrael Liyasaslam Nesbi Me'ezra, Kiderach Shanaslam Yeshua Benut. There should have been a Hekish. And just like Hashem split the sea the first time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should have performed those types of miracles when they went up again, be made. Why didn't it happen? It's a pella. We know the Rambam says that anytime a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, it has to happen. A Nevuah Ra, maybe yeah, maybe not. But a Nevuah Toiva has to happen. It has to. It always plays itself out. So if Moshe Rabbeinu already sang Shira, Oz Yashem Moshe, we're coming full circle. Moshe Rabbeinu already said, Ad Yaver Am Chashem, Ad Yaver Am Zukanisa. That means it was already Nevuah Toiva that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Bayesheni, Hashem was going to perform miracles. So if there was a Nevuah Toiva that Hashem was going to perform miracles, who cares Gar Machet? I thought a Nevuah Toiva has to happen. Says the Noid of Yidden Slach right here in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. He says, Adovin Nifla. What's the reason that when a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, it has to happen? Says the Rambam, Kideshati Bachin Navi, because otherwise you never know if a Navi's emes. A Navi's going to say Nevuah, and then it's not going to play itself out, so now you're going to come home. He is emes, he's not going to know. You're going to have issues. You're going to have sveikis. So Kadesh HaTibachin HaNavi, it had to play itself out. Nevuah Ra, says the Rambam, is not so wichtig, because you'll have the Bechina with the Nevuah Toivah. But the point is, Kadesh HaTibachin HaNavi, that's why the Nevuah has to play itself out. But Nevuah's Moshe, there was no such concern, says the Noid of Yehuda. Why not? Because Hashem already said, V'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam. So there was never going to be a Sufik in Nevuas Moshe. If there was never going to be a Sufik in Nevuas Moshe, he doesn't need any Bechinois. Oh, he doesn't need any Bechinois. You don't need the Kadesh HaTibachin HaNavi. So Moshe Rabbeinu, counterintuitively, every other Navi's Nevuah Toivah had to happen. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah Toivah didn't have to happen. Why? It was mitzad reiv malosai, because there was a haftacha of v'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam. That's what you have to work. That's the tzlach in Noid Yehuda, in Brachis, Daftal, Ramad Aleph, v'hadvarim atikin. Says Rav Meir Simcha, I have a problem with this whole idea of v'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam. How's that possible? What would have happened if Cholila, that's Meshech Chachma's Lashon, Cholila, Moshe Rabbeinu would have made mistakes. He would have done averus. Would Klal Yisrael still believe in Moshe? No. They wouldn't have believed him in anymore. V'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilam means that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go down as a legend. He's going to go down as Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chura, that's all good. Hotenach if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do the right thing. But what would happen if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't do the right thing anymore? Then l'chura, at that point, you're not supposed to believe in Nevuas Moshe. So Freik, Rameya Simcha, how could Hashem have said Vegam Bukha Yaminu Loila? Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu a Baal Bechira? So Rameya Simcha said, Vaistois from this pasuk Vegam Bukha Yaminu Loila, that Hashem took away the Bechira from Moshe. And at that point, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Makabel Torah Misinai, at that point Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Baal Bechira anymore. And because he wasn't anymore a Baal Bechira, it's for that reason you didn't have any more the Vegam Bukha. That's why it was possible to say Vegam Bukha Yaminu Loila, because there was no tzad, there was no suffix that anything was ever going to happen with Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rameya Simcha, even though the tachlis of a person is to have bechira, because let's be honest, if we don't have bechira, we're no different than an animal and an inanimate object that's just doing what it's programmed to do. The whole yisoy, tachlis, kol ha-yitzira, everything, the purpose of the bria, like Ramchal writes in his svarim, is that we should have bechira and we should be boicher b'tayim. We should be boicher b'chayim. That's the whole purpose. But says Rameya Simcha, that's true. We're brought on this world to overcome our yetzahara and to fight. To work with our free will. But you wonder what the real end game is? The real end game, says Rameya Simcha, is to overcome your Bechira and to become so kadosh that it's not even possible for you to do an Avera. Listen to his lashon. In Kain ze ikur tachlis anushi. You wonder what the tachlis is? Hashleimus hayoyser ha'efshari. This is the top of the mountain. That what? A person should come to the point sheyibotel habechira. In kein zeh ikir tachlis abriel lezachei hachoymer at sheyoshuv besoroi gam beruchni ulekli chizoyen bechvoid alikim kamesha kasev umibsoroi achsal alikim. We're coming full circle. Sunday we learned the Gemara with Rapinchas Ben Yair. Rapinchas Ben Yair had his madregas of zrizos, maybe the days of heroes, etc. What was the spitz on the Gemara? And avaydu zorat afchal from midbeis. One man of us says it's chasidus. Another man of us says it's Anova. But the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim says, what's the shpitz? It's Kedusha. And how does he describe Kedusha? A person has to remove himself from Olam Hazeh. You don't do Averis. You don't even have a taiva to do Averis. You don't even do things that you're allowed to do. Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. Nikios Tahaira. Each one is another nuance. You remove yourself further and further and further from Olam Hazeh. Says the Ramchal, when a person removes himself from this world as much as possible, what happens? What happens is Hashem is Mekadeshim. And the little bit of Gashmias that he still has, because he is a boss of Adam, that's inevitable from that, becomes Kaddosh, so that even his Gashmias becomes Ruchnias. It's exactly this idea. Shneim Nischav Meludov Erecha. He says, that's Koyhanim Oichlem Ubailem Mischapim, because Achilas Koyhanim becomes like Achilas Mizbech. Because his Bosser becomes Ruchni. Ikir tachlis abriel lezakei chachoyim, says Rameya Simcha, at sheyoshev besorei gam l'ruchim. Either way, says Rameya Simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be this way. The reason he had to be this way is because he was the one that was makabel the Torah. The Torah is Torah's Moshe, and it had to come from someone that was perfect. Perfect meaning that he was even able to overcome his bechira. Says if that's the case, Yeshua ben Nun must have been zeichet to this as well. Has to be he was zeichet to this, because the Gemara says in a bunch of places that the last eight psukim of the Torah, who wrote? Yeshua ben Nun wrote. This is Gemara Makis Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, that the parsha of Ir Miklot was written by who? It was contributed by Yeshua ben Nun. If Yeshua ben Nun is a contributor to the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu, because he contributed to the Torah, had to come to this Madrega where he overcame his, so Yeshua ben Nun must have been on the same Madrega as well. He says that's Pshat in the Gemara Adam Chav Beis Amid Beis. Umali Chatu Yisrael Lai Nitin Lehem Elach Hamishay Chum Shei Torah. The Sefer Yeshua Bavad. The other Nevi'im Ksumi we wouldn't have had. So the reason is, Pasha, because it's all Musar, it's all Teichacha, so if you, because we did Averis, you need Sefer Yirmiyahu, you need Sefer Yeshayahu, you need all these far. But had we not done Averis, the Bino Sefer Chagai is Bayesheni, right? What would we need? So Zokti Gemara, Moli, Chatu Yisrael, all we would have is Chamisha Chumshe Torah, the Sefer, but why would we have Sefer Yeshua? Zakr Meisim, because Yeshua Benun was different. Yeshua Benun was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua Benun was from the Meisrei Torah. And even Sefer Yeshua has a little bit of Chashivas of that, because it's coming from a Meisr, from someone who's on this madriga, so to speak. The bottom line is Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua Benun got to the point where they overcame their teva. Says Rameya Simcha, that's why we find that Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua Benun were able to manipulate the teva. They could do whatever they wanted with the teva. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, was able to get the sun not to set. Yeshua Benun was able to do the same thing because they were misgaber al tivam. That's why they had complete control, complete shlita. They became people that weren't even Bali Bechir anymore. Either way, that's what gave them their koyach. Zok digamar vayter. Ksiv. The pasuk says, Vayoymer, so Dovid HaMelech said, Lelamed b'nei Yehuda koshes, hine ksuva al sefer hayosha. So the context over there is that Dovid HaMelech hears that Shaul was killed. I mean, if you think about this pasuk for a minute,
Shaul was killed by the Plishtim. He was brutally murdered, savagely. And the news comes to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech gets up and he's going to be maspid Shaul HaMelech. So what was the first thing David HaMelech said? He said, he says, we're going to have to teach the Jews how to fight. He says, by the way, I want you to know, it's Ksuv al Sefer HaYosher. There's already precedence in Sefer HaYosher that the Yidden have to know how to fight. What does this all mean? Zok to Gemara. Amr Abchi Barabba. Amr Ab Yoich. Zah Seif Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. He was referring to Seif Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. She Nikru Yishar. Who were called Yisharim. Dichsib Behu. Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi Mois Yisharim. Utiyach Risei. Kamoy. Eichar Amizah. Where do you see in the Torah that a Yid is supposed to know how to fight? Specifically, Koshes. What's a Koshes? It's a bow and arrow. Yehuda Ati Yoiducha Achecha. Yodcha Ba'irif Aivecha. Ve'iza Yimul Chomesh. Hatsuchi Yad Kenegad Oirif. What type of fighting requires that you put your hand next to your neck? Have you Mezu Koshes? That's an arrow. So you see that Yehuda is praised. Ati yoiducha achecha. Why? Because yotcha ba'irif aivecha. Your hand is next to your neck. So you say, Meres, you didn't have to know how to use bow and arrows. It's referring to Mishnah Torah. My car, you say, why is Mishnah Torah called Sefer HaYosha? Because of that one pasuk, Vasisa Yosha Atoy Be'enei Hashem. Right? The Ramban says, Vasisa Yosha Atoy Be'enei Hashem is to Ben Adam lechaver, like Doishim Tiyu is to Ben Adam lamakim. It's a general pasuk. It says the Torah couldn't be mefarit every area Ben Adam lechaver that a person has to be careful in. So we give you a general pasuk. Vasisa Yoshev Atoiv Be'ini Hashem. It's a mitzvah kloli, and the whole Mishnah Torah is defined. It's called Sefer Ayosher based on this pasuk. Ve'in kamekoymai ve'echar mizah. Where do you see a Mishnah Torah that you didn't have to know how to fight? Yodav Ravloi ve'izayim lechamash etzurichesh deyadayim. Which fighting requires two hands. You have to hold the bow and the arrow. Have you ever seen catches? It's actually referring to Sefer Shef. My card will say for Yashar. Why Sefer Shef? Because Sefer Yashar. Because the pasuk says by Yabam Mehem, Ein Melech be Yisrael. Ish Yashar Ein of Yaseh. It was the Wild West. Everybody did whatever they wanted to do. So you see, it says the word Yashar in Sefer Shef. Echor Mizah. What do you see in Sefer Shef? And that you didn't have to know to use bows and arrows. The pasuk says the Mandaz Doyer is Bnei Yisrael. Lelamda Milcham. Based on Milcham, it's Zricha Limud. What type of fighting requires Limud? It's not self-explanatory. Have you ever seen Keshes? Not the Behudik Sif. How do you know that it was by Yehuda, right? What did David say? Vayoyimer lelamid b'nei Yehuda keshes. So the first pasuk in Bereishis, Yehuda, ati yoyducha achecha, yotcha b'oyru feivecha. So we know that Shevi Yehuda has to be fighters. Yodav ravloi ve'ezim mitzarev tiyeh, that's also by Yehuda. Ben Shoiftim, where do you see Yehuda? Tzedek Ziv. So if you know Sefer Shoiftim, the beginning of Sefer Shoiftim says, mi yalu lanu al aknani b'tchilu lilachim b'ay. The context is, who is fighting on behalf of the Yidim? Vayoyim Hashem, Yehuda yalu. Yehuda was the one that was fighting. So when we talk about fighting in Sefer Shoiftim, it's Shevet Yehuda. Thus, you see, Shevet Yehuda has to have this koyach. Why was this brought here, by the way? So we mentioned Sefer HaYosha, we mentioned Sefer HaYosha again, but it's more because you have the same Amirah. You have Rabbi Yochanan, you have Rabbi Lazar, and you have Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. These were the same Amirah that chimed in with the Paros that sang Shira. Another place where you find these Amirah, Vayorim HaTabach Es HaShoik Veho Eloha Vayosem Lifnei Shal Mai Vehe Oleha. So the context over there is Shmuel Hanavi is about to anoint Shaul HaMelech. He's going to be the first king of Klal Yisrael. He invites him to this feast. And because he's the king, he prepares him a really special dinner. So what was the dinner? It was Shoik Ve'he'oleho. Achleik is Amiram. What exactly that was? Re'echelem is Shoik Ve'alya. It was the Shoik and the shank of the animal and the tail. Mai Ve'he'oleho. The Mesamcha Shoik Ve'alya. The reason it's called Oleho, doesn't say Alya, is because the Shoik supports the tail. Rabbi Lozo Ayim has Shoik V'chaza. It was the Shoik and the Chaza is the breast. Mai Ve'he'oleho. The Machaz Al-Chaza Ilavei, the Shoik, Kibay Anufei. Because the Shoik and the Chaza come together, and the Chaza is on top of the Shoik when they did Tanuf in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they refer to it as Oleho. Shomar HaChemeni Yom HaShoik V'Shoifi. It's the area of the body that covers the Shoik. Mai Ve'he'oleho. Shoifi Ilavei, the Shoik Koik. Physically, in the body, in the anatomy of the animal, that is where it's located. So before we go weiter and finish the daf, just one final aura. So we're in the groove. So just one final aura. So we mentioned over here Sefer HaYosha twice. You have the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Halo Yiksuv al Sefer HaYosha, and then you have it by David HaMelech as well. Incidentally, this pasuk by David HaMelech, we started speaking out before, I lost my train of thought. So Vayoyim Dov, right, David HaMelech gives a hespin on Shaul. Vayikoyin David alak sakina azoyis al Shaul. Vayohinus and benoy. And what did he say? Lelamid bnei Yehuda keshes. He nekesuv al sefer Yasha. So I don't have Rashi on the bottom of this Nach here. But if you take a look at Rashi in Nach, so Rashi says that David HaMelech felt that if Shaul, he felt that if Shaul was just killed in battle, that means we have to be mechazik. We have to mechazik our army. And we have to teach the Yidden how to use a keshes. Right? Today you would probably translate that as a sniper. Right? That's what they were. You stand from far and you lalamde mitzricha limud, like the Gemara said. That was the first thing he said. Amazing. Shaul died. He's brutally killed. But that's mechazik sign. What's the chizik? You learn how to fight. But either way, so Sefer Bereshis is referred to as Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Sefer HaYosher. Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi Moshe Yisharim. It's Sefer HaYosher. The Netziv wrote a Pirish on Chumash. It's called HaMikdav. He wrote a Hakdama to his Pirish on Chumash. Hakdama to Sefer Bereshis. And he starts off as follows. Zeha Sefer HaNikra Sefer Bereshis. Nikra B'Pia Nevi'im Sefer HaYosher. Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer HaYosher. He says, why is it called Sefer HaYosher? The Gemara says, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. They were called Yisharim. I'll just read to you one excerpt and then we're going to food. V'zeh hoye shvach ha'ovis. Says the Netziv, the fact that the ovis were Yisharim was a tremendous shvach. She milvad shoyu tzadikim v'chasidim v'oyev e'ashem ba'ifen ha'yoyser efshar oyed hoye Yisharim. They were also Yisharim. Haynu. Shehisnahagu im umay sa'oylam afilu oivdei alilim mechuarim, like the oivdei alilim that we're learning about these days. Mikamakayim hoyu imam be'ahava. He didn't even want to take his money. Yashar is someone that's glad. He's noyach el abriyos. Even to oivdei kechavim, even to the oivdei alilim hamichuarim. It doesn't matter. He says, you know why Avram Avinu davened first time? Because Avram Avinu loved people. He understood the chshivas of Kiyam Ha'olam. Not just chashava people. Everybody, even Oivdei Kechavim, even Oivdei Alilim. It's an unbelievable netziv. He says, that's the definition of a yosher. A yosher is someone that he's glad, he's noyach el abriyos, and it was a shvach for Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Milvad, their tzidkosam, and their chasidusam, and the fact that they're Oivdei Hashem, and they reach phenomenal madregas and avodas Hashem, but they remember main Yisharim all the way till the end. Either way, the next part of the Mishnah was Loi Tesiachet Isha Imam. So we have different halachas regarding Ovdei Avodah Zarah and how we can't trust the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So one of the things is that a woman is not let it be in a place of Yichud together with a guy. Why? We don't trust the guy. What do we do? Do we mean a woman can't be together with one Shegetz? The Kavos Gabi Yisrael Mishari, you can't be with a Yid either. That's Yichud. But not Lo Yisiachet Ish Echad Im Shtei Noshim. That certainly one man and one woman. And the point is, it's also Ela Betlasa. What it means is, even with three. Rashi says that the reason we're saying three is because there are times that if there's two men, she could be with. But maybe three with a Yid. Always, if there's three men, you're not concerned something is going to happen. But by a guy, it is a concern. But the Gemara says that's not so true either, because you're going to tell me the Kavasa Gabi Yisrael, Reprutzim Yishari, if you had a Yid who's a Paritz, it would be Aser even with three. But tonight it's a Mishnah. Aval Isha Achas, Misyachedes, Im Shnei Anashim. A woman could be with two men, but Bavam Rabbi Yudam Ashmolo, Yisharu Alabik Sheirim. Aval Reprutzim Afilu Asara Namiloi. So what's this new halacha that a woman can't be Miyachid with a guy? One, two, that's anyways also. Elamai, you mean three, which usually would be mutter by a yid. Here it's still going to be also. But still not a halach in Hilchas Ovdei Kechavim. I know that from the Hilchas Yichud, from Shulchan Aruch and Aben Ezer. Because Rav said, even with a yid, if he's a paritz. And we know Ovdei Kechavim are prutzim, and no one's accusing the Ovdei Kechavim of being Mekayim Ketoshim Tiyu. So we know that they're prutzim. So it's not a halach in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah per se. I can know that from the regular Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara says, Elamai, you have to say, by the way, there was a story where there were 10 men that were together with a woman, but because they were prudes and something very bad happened, we're talking about where the man who's being miyachid with a woman, his wife is there. Right, the most basic halach in Hilchos Yichud is a man could be with another woman in the same room if his wife is there. Why? Because his wife is a shmira. Ishtei mashmartas. You don't have to be concerned that something's going to happen. Ovdei kechavim don't have ishtei mashmartai, and as a result, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that ishtei mashmartai, which usually works, it's usually a shmira, over here it's not going to be a shmira. But the Gemara asks, why do you need to tell me that a woman's not allowed to be with a man? Because of yichud, because it might bring to erva. The same Mishnah says that ovdei kechavim achashon shvichas damim. So why are you worried about shvichas damim? Remember, maybe isha chashuva askin. We're talking about a woman that's an isha. She's chashuv. The mirta simine. The guy's afraid to kill her. However, in terms of being mezana with her, that he's not going to be afraid. Now Rashi says very importantly, it's important to the next part of the Gemara. Rashi says when we say isha chashuva, it means she's chashuva bein ha'anoshim, and she's also chashuva bein hanoshim. Chashuva bein ha'anoshim means that she's chashuv, she's a woman of prominence. Chashuva bein hanoshim means she's beautiful. Machmas yofia. When you have a isha that's chashuva bein ha'anoshim and machmas, that's where the mishnah's halachas negeh. If she's not chashuva bein ha'anoshim, you don't need the halacha of the mishnah. Because anyways, so you have nothing to worry about. If she's not chashuva bein hanoshim, then the halacha of the Mishnah wouldn't be true. Because if she's not yoifi, then there's no concern that there's going to be a yichud. So when is it negeya da halacha? When she's chashuva bein ha'anoshim, so you don't have the svara of shvichas dam. She's chashuva bein hanoshim, therefore you do have the svara of erva. That's when it's negeya. Ravidi said a different teretz. You want to know why the svara of shvichas dam doesn't work for a woman, if she's together with a man, the man doesn't want to kill her. The man wants to be mezana with her. So she's always armed, so to speak, because she has her kli zayin. Her kli zayin is her yoifi, the fact that she's a woman, and the man wants to do an avera with her. So as a result, shvichas damim is never the factor. Hagam shvichas damim is not the factor, but there is a factor. What is the factor? Arayus is a factor. That's why. My bein ayus, is there enough community between Rav Yirmiyah's teretz and Rav Yidi's teretz? The bein ayus, isha chashuva bein hanoshim, v'she'ina chashuva bein hanoshim. Yeah, that's what we needed that piece before. Rav Yirmiyah said, v'isha chashuva askina. She's an isha chashuva bein hanoshim. That's why there's no issue of shvichas damim. But Rav Yirmiyah also needed that she should be chashuva bein hanoshim in order for there to be a iser yichud. So if she's chashuva bein anoshim, but she's not chashuva bein hanoshim, then the halacha of the mishnah is not true. There's no problem of yichud. We're not worried that there's going to be erva. According to Rav Yidi, however, he didn't get involved in isha chashuva. Even if she's not a yoifi, still there's an issue. Rather, the reason there's no problem of shichas damim is because kli zayin ola. But in terms of the isha yichud, there's always tanya kavasi Rav Yidi barabin or isha avak bisha sholim imo loy tisyached imohem. A woman, even though she knows that the man isn't going to do anything to her, like, meaning sholem, he's not going to kill her. Because there's another issue. What's the other issue? The issue is the arayis. One last gemara. If a man is walking together with oivik kechavim in the street, he should always stand on next to his right. Why should he be next to his right? The reason is because in case he's going to pick up his right hand and do something to him, you don't want to be on his blind. You should be able to stop his right hand, so you shouldn't be able to hurt him. If a man is carrying a saif, a sword, walk next to his right side. Because apparently that's where the Oivdei Kechavim used to hold their sword. It was on your right. So if you see him making a move for his sword, you'll be able to stop it. B'makal, if he's holding the stick, Teufel is smiling, because that used to hold the stick in the linka hand. Let's say they were going up or going down. The yid should never be on the bottom. It's just safe. These are just safety rules. Never bend for him either. Because he might take you out. Let's say a guy says, you're going together, so where are you going to? Don't tell him exactly where you're starting. So let's say you're going to go a mile. Tell him you're really going 2 miles. Why? Because the guy knows he needs to get you at some point. Let him think he has more time, and by the time he tries to get you, you'll have already gotten off the exit. And there's precedence for this. Yaakov told Esav, I'm going to Seir. Yaakov knows the Sukkos. He didn't go to Seir. He went to Sukkos. Why did he go to Sukkos? He stopped early because he was afraid. He wanted Esav to think that he has time to deal with him. They met Listem. When they came to Chziv, which was much closer, Pirshu, they left. Tell me, who's your Rebbe? Amr lehem Talmid Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva. Amr lehem Ashrei Rebbe Akiva v'Talmidav Shloi Pogav Emadim Rami Oilam, that he gave you this good advice never to tell Oivik Echavim exactly where he's going.